This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the famously, they canceled the U2 concert. They had tickets for the entire team to go to see U2 at the Sphere in Vegas. And they just got hammered by Dallas, I think. They played three straight bad games in a row. And the GM, Barry Trotz, just said, screw that.
You didn't earn this.
We're not doing this. And the tickets were actually like physically, all they did with the tickets, they had 40 tickets or something like that, $13,000 worth of tickets.
I was gonna say, those tickets are not cheap.
They traded them with the VIP concierge in their hotel. And it's unclear what they're getting back. Like they're going to.
But they gave. They didn't take a bath.
They're giving those so they can give them out to high rollers and the high roll and whatever else. And it's unclear what they're getting back. But as the GM said, I don't care. And then when you did that, they immediately went on a run. So, but that team is a little bit like the Grizzlies team, the Core Four Grizzlies teams. There's a ceiling on that Preds team. Anyway, didn't think I'd be talking hockey today. Chris Harrington has ranked the Grizzlies in terms of most valuable to least valuable. Or let's be honest, he started with least valuable up to most valuable. The bottom eight in today's piece over at the Daily Memphian. We'll go over that with him when we return. In the meantime, I will tell you, if you want something framed, Frame Corner Memphis, they got beautiful frames. You can walk on in there and buy a frame. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful frames. But their specialty is custom framing. So if you've got sports memorabilia, if you got something for your high school, college kid who's graduating, if you got a graduation gift you want to give someone else, anything, whatever it is that you have to bring in there, you walk on in there and they can make it look absolutely stunning. They preserve memories at Frame Corner forever by making it look beautiful. It is Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan, love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis's sports station.
I mean, it's free to just turn on, so I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
I've been listening for over 10 or 12 years. Like, it's my favorite station.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio is free, bro.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts and vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event. Now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way.
At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The road to the NBA Finals starts right now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on assists or three-pointers individually, made in a game, over-under point totals, first basket score, always like Anthony Edwards from Minnesota, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Again, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose, to use for the playoffs. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560333, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG51041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dedicated to the one I love. Yeah. Still love the way he talks. Still love the way I sing. Still love the way he rocks them black diamonds in that chain. Still love up on each other. Ain't a damn thing changed. My girl can tell me nothing. I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold. Winter time. All up in the kitchen in my
Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to? What are we listening to?
That's a Countdown by Beyonce, since I am counting down the Grizzlies roster today and tomorrow.
So over the weekend, you evidently made biscuits. Yes?
I did a story on Muddy's Bake Shop a couple months ago. When I was there, I was talking to the owner, Kat Gordon, about their cooking classes, and I decided I should take their biscuit making class. So I signed up then, and I had my class this weekend.
All right. So how had biscuits that you'd made before turned out, and how did these biscuits turn out?
I need more reps. I'd only tried to make biscuits a few times, and I don't think I'd ever done it the same way twice. And so I just got to get into a groove with it. I think my biscuits were pretty good that I made there in class this weekend. I think they could be better. I need to get a few more. I learned a couple of tricks, a couple of tips I hadn't thought of before, and I just need to get some more reps in. I'm going to start making biscuits more frequently.
All right. So we counted down. The piece is out, and I've tweeted it out, and it is the Grizzlies. You do this most years, I believe, where you count down the Grizzlies sort of most valuable players, taking all things into account, right? That's the conceit.
It's a forward looking, not backward looking. So it's not who was best last season. It is, you know, the general how you prioritize your players, how you value your players. The conceit is that if there were an expansion draft, you only protect so many players. Like, you know, how do you prioritize them? So it's about contract. It's about age. It's about how good they are. It's about what they mean to your team. So it's a total value to the franchise going forward, not looking backward.
Right. All right, so I asked Jeffrey if he could guess who would be last, and he did, in fact, guess who would be last. And John Conchar is not the worst player on the Grizzlies, but he is at $6.2 million for the next 3 years. He is the most burdensome player on the Grizzlies, yes?
If there were an expansion draft today, not only would the Grizzlies not protect John Conchar, he would be the one player they would be most likely to send draft picks to the expansion team to get them to take John Conchar. And so, you know, in some ways the list goes from negative value to neutral value to positive value. It's sort of that kind of arc to it. And Conchar is the most negative value because of the contract.
Is it, like, in the end, that contract was a mistake, right? I mean, very, very clearly that contract was a mistake. What went into that mistake?
You know, I think they over-projected where he would be in the team's pecking order, and I think they over-projected maybe where the luxury tax salary cap number would land at this point. I think it has not gone quite as high as maybe the projections were 3 years ago. And so it's those two things coming together. The idea was, you know, if he's your 10th man and your ninth 10th man in your 10-man rotation, and the cap is, you know, $10, $15 million higher than it actually is, then suddenly, you know, it's a good deal. But when neither of those things quite happen, it sort of turns the other way. That said, if that's the worst contract you have on your roster, that's not that bad. You know, they're not really saddled with a lot of bad contracts for a team that's in the tax.
There is no prospect of them. I don't know what you'd have to attach to make it go away, but a lot, like more than is worth probably, right? I mean, it's, you know.
Well, just to like literally to send it to a team, to send him to a team that's under the cap. Yeah, I don't see that happening. Now, could it be part of a match salary in a deal? Right. Yeah, that could happen. But in terms of just literally saying to the San Antonio Spurs, we'll give you two second-round picks if you take Conchar, I don't see that happening.
No one's doing that, yeah. Okay, so number 17, we have 18 players here. Number 17, sadly, Zaire.
Yeah, late-breaking change. When I first wrote, I wrote this on Friday, and when I put it in the system, and just it was waiting. And Yuta was in that spot initially. But then we had late-breaking developments Friday night, and that altered the list a little bit. I think Yuta went from likely negative to went from potentially negative to likely neutral value when he decided to go back to Japan and make it public.
Why, by the way, did he so Yuta that Friday said he's just going back to Japan. He had the option. Why not take the option, pocket the money, and then go to Japan when you're released?
Well, I don't know. And one thing to be clear about this, because what happens is, whenever anything comes out, people immediately start turning it into more than it is instead of sticking to like the actual thing.
Yeah.
You don't, if you have a player option on a contract, you don't decline that player option on social media. You decline that player option by filling out paperwork with the National Basketball Association.
Right.
And I, as far as I know, that has not yet happened. The implication of him saying publicly he's going back to Japan is that is what is going to happen. But because he puts something on social media, it's not, that's not an official declining of an option. And so I think the expectation is that he is declining that option. Because frankly, if you're going to make the Grizzlies pay you to go away before you go back to Japan, you don't announce on the front end you're going back to Japan. That's sort of bad faith. And so the implication, the assumption is he is declining that option. But as far as I know, that has technically happened.
All right. So Zaire owed $6.1 million this coming year, and he is not worth it, right? Also negative value.
I think when you're in the tax, it's sort of the contract thing, except it's 1 year, not three. $6 million to a player who would not be in your 10-man rotation if you started playing basketball tomorrow is negative value for a team that's in the tax. And so with the Zaire thing, it could turn in a hurry. I mean, $6 million is not that bad. It could turn from negative to neutral to even positive if he suddenly transforms as a player or whatever. But at the moment, I think that's become a negative value deal.
Okay, the next two, Jordan Goodwin and Lamar Stevens, are both free agents. You did rank free agents anyway. And for both of them, you conclude there is, although they in different ways performed admirably, there's no room for them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way Jordan Goodwin's back. Lamar Stevens, I think if the Grizzlies offseason went in such a way that suddenly they just had an open roster spot, you know, is there a chance they would consider, like, you know, putting Lamar Stevens on a vet minimum in that slot? Yeah, maybe, but I don't think that's likely.
All right, we're up to 13. Trey Jemison, team option, two-way. Do you expect them back?
The more I did, and the more I think about it, the more I look at it, the more skeptical I sort of get on that. I think it's viable to bring him back on the two-way, but I just suspect that over the course of the summer, they're going to find something they're more enamored with for that spot. But maybe they do, maybe they won't. I think there's a decent chance he's on summer league with the Grizzlies, and then we'll see how he does from there.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting you said look out for what they do in the second round. If they pick some developmental second-round big, that could take the place of Trey Jemison. 12 is Derrick Rose, $3.4 million. We've discussed him. We believe he thinks he'll be back. Zach Kleiman has not said so. No one else would necessarily want him at this money, but he has a particular role in Memphis, right?
Yeah, I mean, my sense is that they value the locker room stuff, particularly the John Morant relationship stuff, and that thus he is likely to be back on the team.
Jake has done a nice job elevating himself to number 11 with $3.4 million owed this year, team option 5.2 after that. What do you, positive value now, neutral value now, positive value now, yes?
I feel like it's tipped into the positive value. I mean, you know, $3 million is not much or whatever it is, and then with a team option beyond that for a little bit more. For a player who I think has some pretty decent dribble pass shoot skills at 6'7", I think there's upside there. One of the pivot points for me in the list in terms of, you know, where I sort of debated on placement was between LaRavia and then Scottie Pippen Jr. I have next.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And in some way, with LaRavia was the higher drafted player. He's bigger. There's more team control beyond just the coming season. But my sense is that the team is a little more solidly into Pippen than LaRavia right now. And so that's sort of where I went with that. It wouldn't shock me to see LaRavia get traded.
LaRavia is at 11. Scottie Pippen is at 10. I was literally going to ask you about that. And one of the differences is that Scottie Pippen has a clear role on this team, right?
Yes, yes. At the moment, at full strength, neither of them would be in the 10-man rotation. So they'd both be just right below that. They'd both be just, like, Pippen would be the next guard down, and LaRavia is probably the next forward down. But you look at the players above them, there's more likely to have games missed above Pippen than above LaRavia.
Right.
You're talking about John Morant and Marcus Smart.
Right.
Like, these guys aren't playing 82 games. Whereas LaRavia, you know, he's behind Vince Williams Jr., who might play all 82, and Gigi Jackson might play all 82, and some of that. And so I think there's more of a palpable need for Pippen, even though he'll be on the two-way more than likely.
And you don't think it's likely there will be – like, the point guards next year, the likely scenario is it'll be Ja and then Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart, whatever, playing on the ball some – and then Scottie Pippen right. filling in. Like, you don't expect – I mean, I suppose they could add a player who can play on the ball in the draft too, but you don't expect any other point guard to join the fray.
I don't think they're going to go out in free agency or whatever right. and add a point guard. Like, if you know, if the draft pops up a Reed Shepherd or a Stephon Castle, things change.
But right.
I don't think the plan is we need another backup guard. I think they feel like with Pippen they sort of have that.
All right, so we get the top eight tomorrow, but we're up to number nine, and that is Luke Kennard, 14-8, 14-5, whatever, I can't read my own writing, option, team option. I was interested in this. You don't think that it is likely, because this is a scenario that people have mentioned, that they would bring him back, renegotiate and bring him back for something cheaper just because he won't do that, or you'd have to add years, right?
Well, what's the number? It's, if you get into the Venn diagram stuff of what each side finds acceptable, and how much less is he going to take on per year? And so, like, you know, if he would come back for 3 years at $8 million a pop, yeah, do that.
Right.
But if it's going to be $3 million at 12,
right?
I think, the you know, you get into the same questions about sort of his injury-related stuff and you know, pushing money out going forward. And I'm just a little skeptical that it would come down enough for the Grizzlies to want to do that.
And Grayson Allen just got $18 million a year or something like that. I have a hard time seeing that. Do you coin flip whether he's on this team next year? Are you leaning against it?
I think it's pretty coin flippy. I think the team is more interested in having him back than I think a lot of outside observers think. But I just think the financial forces and the roster forces are such that, you know, I think he's playing behind John Morant and Desmond Bane and Marcus Smart and Vince Williams Jr. and maybe Gigi Jackson. And so if you're in the luxury tax, are you paying as much as you need shooting? If you're a luxury tax team, are you paying $15 million for a guy that far down the depth chart, you know?
45% from three, as you pointed out, sadly, dropped from leading the NBA in three-point shooting to second. Who was first? Do you know?
Grayson Allen.
Oh, it's Grayson Allen. It's Grayson Allen. All right. So there you go. You can read that piece over at the Daily Memphian. There's eight more, part two, tomorrow. In terms of the playoffs, Chris, what surprised you the most?
Probably that, not that the Clippers won. You know, they're at home. They're the higher seed. But that they won as thoroughly as they did without Kawhi Leonard. I think that was a bad showing by the Dallas Mavericks in game one. That probably surprised me the most.
How about the Minnesota Suns thing? That was fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, Minnesota's the higher seed. They're at home. You got the big home crowd. You know, I picked Phoenix in that series. I don't know if I'd still pick them, but, like, losing game one doesn't, like, you know, the series is not over. I think, you know, Anthony Edwards was great, and Devin Booker was kind of bad. And if those two things continue to happen, Minnesota's absolutely going to win that series. So I think Phoenix needs to get Devin Booker going. And obviously, he's facing a really good defense. All NBA-level defender and Jaden McDaniels on him. But I think Devin Booker, you need like a 35-point-a-game Devin Booker in that series, not, you know, what you got in game one.
You picked Milwaukee even though they had struggled with Indiana and even though they were out with Kawhi. Is that right? I mean, not Kawhi,
there's still muscle memory of like a team that won a title a couple years ago, and you know, and some of those guys, and then like Dame Lillard, and like I like Indiana, but Indiana's not that good, you know. So Milwaukee should be able to win that series even without Giannis, I think.
Philly, New York, so much depends on Embiid, obviously.
Yeah,
it's just hard to know. Orlando, Cleveland, I haven't talked about that much at all. Orlando looks kind of over their heads in their first outing, right?
The only of the five, if you call Joe Ingles a guard, which at this point, like, I don't think he goes inside the three-point line, so you call him a guard. Of the five guards who played for Orlando in that game, the only one who made even a single field goal was Jalen Suggs, and he shot 4-16.
Oh, my God.
You can't win basketball games that way. Yeah. That's why I just wonder about Orlando breaking some stuff up, because they got to get better perimeter play.
And then the Lakers goes the Lake way you expect. Like, they're just like their best players played well, and Denver's awesome.
Yep, there you go. LeBron is still great. He's not the greatest anymore. That's the dude on the other team.
Is it enough? And we've talked about this a little bit. Like, it's that you have LeBron and Steph, and they are going to be non-competitive for league titles. Is it enough just to have LeBron and Steph be non-competitive for league titles because you get to watch LeBron and Steph if you're in L.A. and Golden State?
I mean, what's your alternative? Not having LeBron and competitive for league titles? Give me LeBron.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Do you have any quibbles, Jeffrey, with that list? So that once again, it's from the bottom up. It's Conchar, then Zaire. That's disappointing, isn't it? It is interesting. You see mistakes here. That's what you're seeing, right?
Yeah.
But they're not, in fact, massive mistakes. You know, that none of these are Hashim Thabeet mistakes or Chandler Parsons mistakes. Or, you know, these are not massive overpays. You whiff. And
well, it also does show when you hit like they did on Ja, Jaren, and Dez, those other mistakes are not as, they don't feel as significant.
And then you hit on Vincent, you hit on Gigi, sure. And you hit on, like, whatever. Like, in the end, Marcus Smart may be a mistake. Like, won't know. Like, you would have Golden State's first-round pick and the pick last year. Like, whatever, that may turn out to be a mistake. It doesn't feel like, but again, it's not a...
Well, and, like, the other problem is, okay, yes, you can't say, like, this year, like, 100%, we saw enough to feel good about it. But the problem was, what you brought him in to do, you didn't even get a look at it. You brought him in to be next to Ja, Jaren, and Dez.
So Conchar was a contract mistake. Not massive, though, as Chris pointed out. Zaire was a draft mistake, very clearly. Utah's whatever. Jordan Goodwin, Lamar Stevens, I'm going up from the bottom to trade Jameson. Basically, these were just two-way guys. Derrick Rose, whatever. You may count him as a mistake, except for he's doing what they brought him in to do.
Correct.
By all accounts. Forming a relationship with Ja and being a good influence. So I don't think he's a mistake. Jake was a mistake, but that's not like some...
Well, I mean, part of the
whiff.
I mean, well, also part of the Laravia story is, you know, he has not been very healthy.
It's been unwritten. So we'll see. Scotty's was a good pickup. And then Luke... are you leaning to him not being on? I'm leaning to him not being on the roster.
Yeah, because I agree with Chris. If you actually pay attention, read the tea leaves, listen to what they see, even though that's cryptic, it seems obvious to me that they, if all things were equal, they would prefer to have Luke Kennard back. But when you start having to do the math,
they would.
It's the cleanest answer.
They would like Luke Kennard in the same way that I would like an Audi SUV.
Yeah.
You know, I really would. Like if
theoretically, it's something you want. Yeah.
I know I drive around in this battered-ass minivan.
Yeah.
And do I, some people like, why don't you get, do I look lustfully at other cars? Yes, I do. I do. I do admire other cars. I read car reviews. I think, God, wouldn't it be nice to have a brand new Audi SUV or whatever? But do I want to pay the price for that?
Right.
Do I want to pay $65,000 or whatever the hell it's going to cost me? What do you think it's going to cost me?
I mean, it also depends which Audi are you getting.
Yeah,
are you getting the five? Are you getting the...
I don't even know the numbers, but a nice one.
Yeah, you're at least spending 60
grand.
Yeah.
Do I want to spend 65 grand? No. So I want the SUV. It would be nice to have, but I don't want it at that price.
Mm-hmm.
We make those decisions all the time.
Right. That I think you hit the nail on the head there.
All right. If you're selling your house, call Josh Issa. I feel very good telling you that. Phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. When you're selling your house, But this is a good time, by the way, because people are moving now. In fact, Claire is selling her house in Clarksville as we speak. And she can't list with Josh Isaac because he didn't do work there, but she would otherwise. But people are moving, right? They're looking forward to Chris is moving. Like people are moving. This is when if you're changing school districts, if you're moving in or out of town or whatever else, this is when people do it. So it's a perfect time to put your house on the market. And what you want to do is you want to go with someone who understands the market, who is deeply experienced. And you meet with Josh and you know right away. That is Josh Hysa. Flexible fees, no upfront cost, let you out of your contract at any time, risk-free, more than 300 five-star Google reviews. Why settle for anyone else when you can have Josh Hysa marketing and selling your home? 901-461-8147 or the website joshhasthebuyers.com. joshhasthebuyers.com. Back in a moment, a little NFL, more little NFL draft talk, my favorite time of year. And we'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Road to the NBA Finals is underway. New customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. All you have to do, place a $5 bet. If you're a new customer over at FanDuel, a $5 bet, you will get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Listen, the games weren't all that exciting the weekend. You got a little a wager on them. They become a good deal more exciting. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. Once again, new customers place a $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The road to the NBA Finals starts right now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on assists or three-pointers individually, made in a game, over-under point totals, First basket scorer, always like Anthony Edwards for Minnesota, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Again, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose, to use for the playoffs. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house as a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today. Thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active. Make friends and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
It's the Dodge Power Shot Day's last call, and that means it's time to get your best deal at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the pike. Feel exhilarated in 2023 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4x4, $25,889 or $389 a month. And get yours before they're gone, 2023 Dodge Charger SXT, $29,969 or $459 a month. And during Ram Truck Month, get 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman Crew Cab, $6,000 off MSRP. Plus 0% for 72 months on select models. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 8.99%. Renegade Triple P 56520, MSRP 31095. Charger PH 651421, MSRP 36420. Ram RG 193472, MSRP 65925. AP offer at 72 months includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Approved credit, dealer stock only.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
to sip.
Well, that's right. Howie's doing it again. Spectacular loose diamond event this Thursday through Saturday at the Robert Owen Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended, right across from Novel Booksellers. That's the one that I go to. Spectacular time. Great time to buy a diamond engagement ring. Listen, Howie always has a huge selection of loose diamonds. During this particular sale, supersized. Absolutely. Hundreds of choices in all shapes, sizes, and 0% interest for 60 months or 20% off during the event. How about that? 0% interest for 60 months or 20% off during this event. So you head on in. It's the one, again, right across from Novel on Perkins Extended, Thursday through Saturday. See all their diamonds. Incredible. All shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity, all budgets. And then go ahead and get one for either 0% interest for 60 months or 20% off during this event. Plus, of course, every diamond engagement ring purchase comes with a free men's wedding band. Again, Thursday through Saturday, Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Jeffrey, do you think I went to a Taylor Swift release party Friday?
I'm going to say no, because didn't you go to Mumford on Friday?
No, that was Saturday.
Saturday.
I did go to a Taylor Swift release party. Didn't think I'd be invited to one. And in fact, the only people I knew there were Lexi and Torrent Johnston, the people who invited me.
Yes.
But I had a lovely, lovely time. We had several listeners to the show who were there, who I was able to chat with. So that was fun.
So how do these work? Do you have speakers set up?
The album had come out before. So really, it was just sort of people dressed up.
Like a discussion group, sort of poet, like what was it called?
Something poets,
tortured poets society. Right?
So some people were dressed as tortured poets.
Society, yeah.
The food, there was great food and everything else. Mostly, and I don't want to be gender, you know, I don't want to divide the life by gender, but mostly, the dudes were outside around the fire talking about whatever, and the women were inside talking about Taylor Swift or other things.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, it's just true. It's just that's generally how it went, not entirely.
I would say that's how
soon as I walked in, there was a woman who walked up to me and she said, "When I see you, I think of my childhood."
Huh.
And that was nice and flattering, but it does make me feel. She was like, "I was a kid at Grahamwood, and we would read you and listen to you on the radio, and now she's all grown up, and she thinks of she looks at me and thinks of her childhood, and that's an honor.
Correct.
That's a privilege. It's nice to have had that kind of an impact.
Yes, of course.
It also suggests that the years have gone by, just slightly. Anyway, so the only real event was at 7 o'clock, the Fortnite video dropped.
The debut, the lead single.
You could see it on the video. And I have to say, it was a little spooky. It was a little eerie. It was tortured. It was a little...
Isn't that the vibe she's going for, though?
It's definitely that vibe.
Right.
Now, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift, except she's famous, and I could name three or four of her songs, but that's probably it. So, I am not your expert. I did read a New York Times review, however, so it makes me an expert on the album, okay? And what this one New York Times review said is that it's just a lot. Basically, 31 songs or something like that, right? Well, like, you think of poetry as being spare,
sure.
Right? Like, poetry, you boil it down to its essence. That's what poetry is. And this is, like, a lot.
A mega album.
It's just a lot. And then they also make the point that it's still Taylor Swift, writing about
Kanye, Kim Kardashian.
Relationship, yeah. Right? Not like the broader
exes.
World or
yeah.
other people, like
she's writing about
in the
her
world.
Life.
She's writing about her life and dramas and emotions and love and people have screwed her or whatever else. You know, people are always trying to figure out who's like. There's one song called "The Smallest Man" and the smallest man or something like that.
Okay.
Again, all of this comes from someone who knows nothing about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to the draft here in a moment, a subject of which about which I'm a total expert.
Lifelong expert.
Lifelong expert.
I've devoted my life to this topic.
Exactly. Not to Taylor Swift. Anyway, when you're the largest woman in the world, at some point, you're punching
everyone's
down.
The smallest. Yeah, no, exactly.
No, you're like, is it,
Is it taking revenge? Like, can you, when you're Taylor Swift, it's not a fair fight anymore. When you're writing a,
Yeah, I would also say, though, like, if you start dating Taylor Swift, like, it's not a surprise. Like, really? She wrote about me? Like,
right,
you do kind of know that
you're signing up for this. And this, those are the critical things that were said on the review. It was a lot. It's all still this internal drama stuff.
Yep.
And is it really a fair fight to be, you know, whatever? But again, I can't, all the, there were also evidently some spectacular songs, great songwriter, all that stuff. So well, that's,
you put 33 out there.
There you go. You better hit some. Yeah. You better hit some. The is it 33?
I don't know. That was the number you threw out there. It does feel like I probably shouldn't. It feels like our megastars, though. Like Beyonce's album was, I believe, over 30 songs. Like it feels like we're getting these massive.
I don't think it was. But maybe. I really shouldn't try to talk about Taylor Swift. Lexi was wonderful to have me. I had a great time, and it was fun. And it was fun. I don't get invited to a lot of parties, so I had a good time at the Taylor Swift thing. Now, the subject about which I'm a total expert is the NFL draft. And you'll be glad to know, Jeffrey, that there is another mock draft that has dropped.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into the big ones.
How about that? This one's from Jordan Reed. Now, Jordan Reed is an ESPN guy. He does the radio.
Correct.
Mel and those guys and Greeny are over on the whatever.
If last year was the first year that I came across work. I love him on the radio.
All right. So Bears, Caleb Williams, boom, boom, boom. No doubt, right?
Yes. I mean, at this point, it doesn't even feel like we're entertaining. Okay. What if?
Then we got Commanders. Jaden Daniels is the one who's been written in, although there was some drama over the weekend because his agent liked a tweet that was critical of the Commanders bringing in all these quarterbacks at the same time to sort of see who emerges as whatever.
Right.
So are you buying there's some drama? I think there's definitely drama there.
If
they picked Drake May, it would be a surprise, but it wouldn't knock you over with a feather.
Yes, but
it's not as locked in as Caleb Williams.
Correct. But I think it's pretty locked in.
You think it's pretty locked in?
Yes.
Okay, so then the Pats, Drake May. Now, this is one where I really do think the Pats could say, you know what, Vikings or Raiders or whatever else, we got a lot of needs, and we don't really think Drake May is that much better than Michael Penix or whomever else. We could trade down. But I don't think they will. I think they'll just take the third quarterback.
I mean, I think it really boils down to, it's like, are you really going to, who's going to be their quarterback? Are you going to do Brissett if you don't do this? Or are you, I mean, to me, it's like, if you trade down, there's really even no guarantee that one of the other guys that you think you might like is there.
If you trade down with the Raiders, Penix Jr. is going to be there. He's going to be there.
Yeah.
Most people say that's high.
I mean, don't.
Or maybe you just say, screw it. It's Gerard Mayo. Is the last I read over the weekend he's their last top 10 pick, but wasn't the quarterback the top 10 pick?
No, he was 15.
He was 15.
Yeah.
So literally, Gerard Mayo,
yeah.
who is their coach now, is the last time the Pats had a top 10 pick. So maybe you just go ahead and take Drake May.
I think
that's likely. Right?
I mean, I do think what we're starting to see is more and more of these franchises realize, like, if we don't figure this position out, it doesn't really matter.
Right. I think that's it. So then you got the Cardinals, and he has them just staying put and taking Marvin Harrison Jr. That's obviously a spot where J.J. McCarthy could go. What's interesting is you wonder if all this J.J. McCarthy hype, he's going to start to fall just a little bit. Not
correct.
Go boom, 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 not four.
Correct. We've never seen 1, 2, 3, 4.
Would this be your prediction? They're just going to take Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I've been leaning that way for a while because I actually thought C.J. Stroud, did you see his comments last week? Because he was obviously asked about Marvin Harrison's former teammate. He's like, don't overthink it. He's really good.
Last year, the Cardinals' top receiver was Hollywood Brown.
Yes.
And now he's in Kansas City. And
that's
Hollywood
never a
Brown,
good spot.
Last year had 574 receiving yards.
Yes.
So, like, they desperately do need a receiver. Okay, fine. Don't overthink it. Chargers could trade down. But you know what?
This actually makes a lot of sense.
Trading down?
No. Just
Joe Alt.
Harbaugh. What is Harbaugh going to want?
You know, big ass, huge offensive lineman.
And Joe Alt fits the bill. With all due apologies to all of our Titans fans.
Yeah, Joe Alt has been said to be headed to the Titans in every single mock draft I've ever seen, pretty much. But I think this makes a lot of sense.
This, to me, this is like, oh yeah.
I actually think this mock draft so far.
I'm telling you, I really like Jordan. I think Jordan does
a good job. I kind of like this so far. And then your Giants with Malik Nabers.
We have no weapons. That is a weapon.
I thought they went to get load up on weapons last year.
Yeah, no, that's always the spin zone, and then I always look and go, who?
Okay, so this is where I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Titans take Roma Dunze.
I mean, the argument would be he is at this point
he's the best player left. They just signed Calvin Ridley. They've got DeAndre Hopkins. I don't buy it. And their offensive line stinks. And even if Joe Alt is gone,
there's still plenty of good tackles.
I'm not buying this. I don't think they take Roma Dunze. That would really surprise me. Honestly, at that point, they could trade down. Because now he has the Vikings trading up with Atlanta at 8 to take J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
Okay? Vikings need a quarterback. There's no question Vikings need a quarterback, and they've got two firsts, and so they can go up. The only question is where, you know, where they're going to go up to. But honestly, if you really wanted Joe Alt near the Titans, then you could take their two first-round picks. There's tackles throughout. You get two offensive linemen in this draft.
No, I mean, I actually think that you're right. I bet if the Titans are at 7 and Alt is gone, I could see where they go.
You could trade down.
Give our phones open.
Yeah. Anyway, so then the Vikings trade up, and they do not get both first round picks from the Falcons do not get both first round picks. They get 11, 108, and 129 because you're only moving down three spots at that point. So they take J.J. McCarthy, and then the Bears take Dallas Turner. There's a lot of thought that they will take Roma Dunze, right? That if he falls to them, they will take Roma Dunze. Go ahead, pair him with Caleb Williams, and away you go, right? But in this scenario, he's gone.
Well, in this scenario, at this point, you might have the best defender on the board.
At this point, you might have the best defender on the board. And then the Jets take Brock Bowers. A lot of people have the Jets taking Brock Bowers as another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. According to this mock draft, let's look and see where the other quarterbacks go.
I think they had the Broncos trading down and then taking Bo Nix at like 22 maybe.
And he did not. Yep. So Denver Broncos trade down. And because right now all they've got is Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. That's
correct.
That's all they got. They have to come out with their young quarterback of the future. Broncos have to here. And people seem to think Broncos, of course, don't have a second round pick because they spent it on Sean Payton.
Right.
So
they have him trading.
They seem to say, everyone seems to say Bo Nix is a Sean Payton type of quarterback. Do you buy that?
No, because Bo Nix is not particularly accurate. Like this, if you think about every Sean Payton offense, you can just see the receivers at like 3 yards across, ahead of the line of scrimmage, just crossing. Like, that's not where Bo's strength is. Bo's kind of more like outside the pocket. He's decent up the seams, but I mean, I will say at a certain point when everyone is saying the Broncos
are going to take Bo Nix. Yeah, you start to believe that they like Bo Nix just because you don't like Bo Nix.
Right.
They, by the way, have the Raiders.
I have nothing against Bo Nix, the human being. I do not like him as a quarterback.
They have the Raiders getting Michael Penix Jr. in the second round.
Let me just say this. I would rather take the guy that I saw go up against Bo Nix his entire career and beat him and made more throws where I was like,
You think he's positively better?
Yes. And they're both 24, so now granted,
I don't care about the age part.
But I'm saying
it's interesting. One of the things that has been, I saw someone talk about, I don't care about the age in the sense of they're old and so I will have them for less long. Because if you give me a decade of a quarterback, and they can play. I mean, well, Kirk Cousins is 35. He just got a new contract, right? So
off an Achilles.
I don't care about that part. The only question is this. Have they become great because they hung around so long and they're now 24 and playing against kids, right? In other words, why did Bo Nix, or was it like, is Bo Nix look better than he is because he was a man playing against teenagers?
I definitely think there is something to that, but it wasn't that long.
Jaden Daniels, by the way, also old.
Yes.
And didn't take a leap until just now.
Correct. I thought he was better early. I think
Penix was good early.
Arizona State, like, that's my other thing with Penix is, okay, look at Indiana football before Michael's there and after Michael's there.
Right.
They're horrible.
Look at Washington football.
Before he gets there.
I'm kind of convinced by that.
I think the guys, I think the biggest problem, unfortunately, that Penix has with his age is he has so much tape out there that everybody's nitpicking him.
You think he's going to be good?
I think he's going to be good. Now, granted, who knows what situation you wind up in? Do you wind up in a disaster? Sure. But I would rather bet on him.
Is this an interesting draft, by the way?
It is.
I think it's pretty interesting because you got a bunch of quarterbacks.
It's a bunch of quarterbacks, and then it's also, like, we have a lot of tackles, but we're seeing tackles go later and later. I think in the end, it's always just going to be interesting because there's a ton of skill guys, and there's guys that we're going to see pretty quickly.
What's the best draft ever? The basement draft, the home draft, the COVID draft.
In terms of a viewing experience?
I think it was the best ever.
Yes.
Because, A, we needed it desperately. Yes. We had no sports. And, B, it was just hilarious
fun.
To look at everybody's
yes.
house.
It was right? hilarious. You had, like Kinlaw's families, like, peeking around the corner. It looked like Christmas Day. Like, yeah, no, there was – that was a – in terms
was
of the viewing experience,
the best
it was
draft.
Fun.
Roger Goodell in his leather chair.
His outfit changes.
Yeah, exactly right. If you're looking for a new financial institution – and that could be because you're just moving to town, or it could be because you're fed up with your current financial institution, the fees and whatever else, or it could be because you're looking for a home loan or auto loan or whatever. I would suggest you get in touch with Leaders, Leaders Credit Union. And the reason that is because, and I've said it a million times now, and it is true each and every time, they exist for the benefit of their members. No money to send off to stockholders or anything else. Everything goes right back in as better rates, better technology, better service. You will discover it as soon. It's why a lot of people will come to Leaders because what if they'll get a car loan through Leaders and then they'll realize how great it is and then they'll just move everything that they have to Leaders. Again, they exist purely for the benefit of their members. Better technology, better rates, better service. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com. Leaders and then the letters cu.com/ESPN. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jason Fitz will join them at 1:25. Don't forget about Respect Burgers at 1 p.m. Jason Munns will join us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. For now, our work's done.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis's sports station.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same-game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
For those who push the boundaries and know no barriers, the wake up at nooners and dessert before dinner eaters, the jackpot dancers and sequined pantsers, the risk takers and heartbreakers, the hapless, the rogue, and the hopeless romantics, our time has come. Play bold at the new Southland Casino Hotel, just 7 minutes from downtown Memphis. Plan your stay at southlandcasino.com.
Okay. Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.